Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2018. Miss Nora Kühner, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Quo Vadis, Water, Sport, Business.
So, once again, it's me to talk to you, and I'm really happy to be able to do this because I think the topic is quite interesting and it's of big interest for all of us. So when Performance Days asked me if I could imagine to talk about water, which is the focus topic of current show, I immediately had the association with business. And so the headline was pretty clear: water, sports, business. Water, sports, business. Why? I think I don't want to talk about sustainability, but I want to talk about why we should take care of water, why it's our responsibility, and what we have to do in order to keep the planet alive. And us. Okay, first of all, I was lately at the Blue Zen conference in Milan. I had the honor to present some students' work of my master class. And of course, it was a pleasure and super interesting to hear all of the speeches there. And one speech was really something which made me think a lot till today. I still have in ear what the speaker said, the orator. She said, in order to convince investors, and we all know that our economy is investor-driven mainly, if in order to convince an investor to invest in new ways of producing, in new ways of manufacturing, you have to look at his information pool, at his information instruments, and also to have to learn the language of these people. It's not important to tell them a narrative, a story, but to give them numbers. And she brought up this really super quote of Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, which I really love. It's exactly what we are living, experiencing today. In God we trust, but for everyone else, bring data. So, you know, I'm not a pure person of data. I'm a person of emotion, of passion for what I'm doing, of expertise. Nevertheless, I have some data for you, or some information, I would say, based on numbers, just on sheer numbers. And you don't have to study it all. It's also, you can find it in the internet. It's just from the UN Water Day, World Water Day 2016. It was the overview of the topics which are connected to water. And the most interesting thing is about, of course, the global perspectives. It's about the water consumption, how it will increase, how freshwater withdrawals will increase, and. The situation really calls for action. We have to do something. We have to be careful with water. And because crystal clear waters are really one of the most precious resources we have. Without water, we cannot exist. No human being is able to survive without water. So that's pretty easy to understand. And you cannot substitute water. Yeah? It's not, if you can't have bread, you can eat cake. No, it's about, if you can't have water, you can drink nothing. So really, water is our essence, the essence of our being and of the living nature around us. Like here, we love to go to nature, we love to feel free out in nature, we love to relax there, and so it's a playing field, it's a world where we feel good, where we go to for vacation, for relaxation, and. Many reasons why it's nice to be out there, and with having water around or enough water in the soil, which really feeds these beautiful landscapes. Not so many, so much mass tourism in the deserts. So, and did you ever think about, because this was the second thing when I heard about the topic of the focus topic of water, how many kinds of sports are really connected, directly connected to water, either in frozen or liquid form? And how many kinds of sports are really the traditional ones, or the traditional ones which also used to bring big business, like skiing, for example, was really, for many, many years, or decades even, was I still remember when I started to work in the sector, my boss was always saying, with winter, we earn our living. Summer is just this golf and tennis thing. Nothing, nothing nearly. So, and so it's really, and this is just, there are several other topics connected to the different kinds of skiing, free riding and whatever you do. So it's really a big, big business for our sector, the reason for our being, the reason why we have trade fairs like this. And yes, water, our responsibility. So the strategies reduce water consumption during the production process, help to decrease water pollution, offer solutions to the problem of microplastic in water, represent another approach to a more conscious and efficient use of water. It's all very clear. And you can also give numbers here. But I prefer this saying from, or this quote from Dilys Williams, the director of the Center for Sustainable Fashion. I met her some years ago. I went to Zurich for a lecture just for one evening. And it was really interesting to hear her about her work and her her thinking. And we all know that we are a really harmful industry. We are working in a very harmful industry, harmful for our environment. And already a lot of us are thinking about how to do something, and we actually do something. But nevertheless, the uncomfortable truth is that because fashion is indeed made from nature, its current industry practices gobble up staggering quantities of water, chemicals and fossil, degrading the land and the diversity of nature's species. So this is the thing. And then you may have seen this exhibition about fast fashion and the numbers there. And I think there's not such a big difference between, running tight and her way from all over the production line. So these are numbers which are just showing that something is not correct in the way of a careful way of producing and thinking about our relation to nature. And especially these numbers are incredible. And I had a student at masterclass last year from Oregon, and he said, Nora, can you tell me how an industry is really able to work in a reasonable manner if they produce so much textile landfill? And he kept me asking this for 4 days and wanted explanations. And I couldn't explain it more. I can, but of course, it's not understandable. So is it really worth our position being one of the most harmful and poisonous industry in the world just for bringing and throwing away 40% of what we produce, which never leaves the company where it has been produced because nobody needs it? We just produce it because it's cheap and it's no worth at all. So what happens is water pollution, degradation of land, air pollution, which means in the end, and this end is not very far away, it's getting closer instead, destruction of the basis of outdoor sports. And then, what about your business? Ever thought of this? This is really the thing. Like the first picture I had, the title picture with the boat in the sand. Yeah, if you don't have water, and if you don't have nature where you can do sports, what happens then? or an attractive nature, because nobody wants to swim in such an area. I remember many years ago when I was in an Asian country close to the Pacific Ocean, and it was a lot of people were really eager to get into the water, in the sea. I thought, no, no, no. And a friend from South Africa, she said, oh, we are spoiled by the wonderful waters we have in Mauritius and places like this. So, and yeah. Okay. So, if we destroy this, what else? Or this is another crazy, 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 crazy thing. This year's ski opening in Kitzbühel, Austria, on October 14. We all know we had a beautiful summer, wonderful summer, long summer, high temperatures until mid-October, and they did a ski opening and produced this snow for this opening because we wanted just to fulfill the line for deadline. The deadline for opening is October 14. Hey, how crazy is that? I really, thinking in numbers will sooner or later drive us crazy all. And then building more and more, or constructing more and more golf places in desert-like landscapes, watering golf places. I'm sure this will be, if water will be restricted within the next decades, and for sure this will come, because we cannot spend water in the way we did it. This is one thing which won't get water any longer. This is what happens. So, and then, maybe surfing on plastic might be for somebody attractive, but I think most of the people prefer really clean water. And I think at the moment what we see, what is in the world with or in the sea with plastic, it would need a lot of sneakers to really reduce at a relevant level the number of plastic. And therefore, it would be much nicer if one big company like this one would say, so from January 1st, 2019, we at least 50% of our production in sneakers is done only by recycled polyester from the sea. This would be a step, not only one and one, drop by drop, a pair of sneakers. And another thing, total fiber demand, the perspectives up to 2030 for virgin polyester, it's still rising like hell. Hey, that's a no-go. There's enough plastic in the world. Or as Christopher Rayburn, a speaker at Masterclass 2018, for the students, he said, you don't, first lecture, you don't have to bring new stuff in. Work with what is already here. And I think this is, of course, we need virgin material, no doubt. And we cannot change everything from one second to the other. But nevertheless, this is one thing we really have to think about, how to shift here and to think new and see also something like recycled polyester from the sea as something which has a worth and it which is useful. So we need more than strategies, more than numbers, and therefore it's really a paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift, it really starts in your brain. And it's not about brainwashing. It's just about thinking. Do I want to make business in the future with my with what I'm able to do, with my expertise? I have a business which is really good. I have a wonderful thing like sports, a topic which emotionalizes people, which is really something which is very precious about sports, because we, with sports, reach people directly. We can touch them. We can make them that. We can make them feel strong. They feel better. So a lot of emotions are connected to sports and practicing sports or watching sports. It's the same. So this is a worth, and therefore we have really to think about, or do you think this is the, or do you vote for this or opt for this version of doing sports? I think it's a nice idea, and it's quite nice to have a new face mask, but to tell me that the young lady who did it, she said, I was surprised, but despite the magnitude of the problem, nobody created a respiratory protection device that is not only comfortable to breathe in, but is appealing. Hey, imagine one day you will go out with your VR glasses and then you have this mask, and what about your head and your eyes? And whoop, you don't need it anymore? No. So would you feel comfortable doing sports? I really don't want to go out doing running or skiing or whatever with such a mask. I already hate the helmet because I want to feel some days on a bright sunny day in the mountains in March. I want to feel the wind in my hair. I want to feel the temperature. And it's just being alive. Or is it this? Do we say esports? These people say, it is sports. Also the Icarus over there, they call it sports. And it's not us to tell them that it's no sports or that we don't regard it as sports. This is really a new world coming up. And also we also have to deal with this, with the problem. Outdoor EOG, just 3 years ago, created the claim, it's great out there. So, because we see that younger people don't go out so much and they don't do outdoor sports so much as the generations before. So, but maybe this is the future. Then our business is also not in a bad, in a good condition. And just to imagine, here some numbers, to imagine the volume of a market which is already there. And this is something which is constantly growing. And not only people who are watching, but they are also doing e-games. And do you consider esports to be true sports? And you see, the next generation, they say, yes, definitely. Because if I just had this morning the discussion, or somebody told me, yeah, I had a discussion that also these people who do e-games, they really sweat with due to the efforts and so on. Says, yes, of course, it's in a kind, it's really also sporty. You have to be in good conditions to, if you perform at a high level, you really have to be in condition to be able to react in this way and to do this for many hours for a real battle. So, but thanks God for Germany, I didn't find anything. But for example, for Switzerland, just to take one of the classic winter sports countries here, the reasons why are you doing sports? So thanks to Switzerland, be out in nature. 61%, most important reason for doing sports. And it's I'm sure it's in other countries in Middle Europe, it's the same. So all these positive aspects of doing sports and being out in nature is really very tied to the individual. We talk about the individual and individualization of our products and getting closer to the people. So we really have to see also these things, these facets, and we have to be more aware that we must change our way of producing, of manufacturing, to protect this really precious environment as a base for further business. Otherwise, we don't have business. And it's great out there, I agree with EOG, but it's wherever. We know that people today, more and more people are living in big cities. The urban environment is the place where most people are active and they also want to do sports. So it's also for us important to adapt the collections we are developing and the products to the way or to the places where people exercise sports. And maybe they don't do all the sports which we used to do in former years, decades, and this is changing too, for sure. But nevertheless, there is business because it's great out there, wherever. But it's also nice to be out in the rain, if the rain is not purple rain, and if the rain is not dirty, and is not, it's just nice to be out in a clear water rain. And here, a commitment of the OECD to redefine the growth narrative to put people's well-being at the center of government efforts. So, another really interesting point, they have recognized this, And so this is quite in tune with why people do sports. For example, here from Germany in 2016, most important, health. And I think some of you who know some of my former lectures also know that this is really a growing market and a fast-growing market for sports. The health supporting sports and the equipment you need for that. And so you see here, to stay healthy is most important, and it will become ever more healthy, ever more important, as the young generations right now have already big problems with blood pressure, with diabetes and things like this. So really sports will be also something where you have just, they are forced to do something, otherwise they will pay higher fees in their insurances, or nobody will give them an insurance if they don't move and move enough. And these are things which are already on in the pipeline, I would say, on the go. It's already happening, so that there is pressure, that you are controlled, and there are also public interventions like Make Britain Walk in the UK, where people just are forced to walk. Just make them walk wherever. And so water has also another aspect. It's attractive in city. We like, there's a big preference all around the world for cities with a waterfront, maybe a river, lake or sea. And of course, because water is also a place of activity where you can do activities like sports, like paddling, swimming, whatever. So this is really a place where water always creates places where people like to be. And even in dense cities, or especially in dense cities, these spaces open up new perspectives for being active and for taking part, for meeting each other. And therefore, there's this initiative which want to have a Flussbad Berlin, so that some parts of the rivers in Berlin become a big swimming pool, that you really can go into a water without being harmed by any bacteria and things like this. So that really there is a place where you can swim. They already do every year for 3 years now, a Flussbad Pokal. They fight for this. So you see, it's the importance of water to the people and to the people who buy our products and who are fascinated by sports is really there. And therefore, it's also a reason to keep these places. Because in dense cities, if people can use a place with water like this here, of course, they need also the equipment for that. And if you see, look around, for example, these swimming pools in Helsinki, in the harbor, and here in Aarhus, and then another project, a recycled park, just to get more green on the water, and they really used also the plastic from the water to construct these pots for the plants, and they will cover one day within the next 5 years a much bigger area than today, just for making water more attractive as a place where people can relax, where they can do something for their health, where they can come together and meet and set up. In New York, even in New York, they try a water filtering, not only for pleasure, but also a water filtering pool in New York for everybody. And they go by the claim, tell Mayor de Blasio, you want to swim in the river. But maybe they have not enough data at the moment. We are fighting now, I think, for six years. Maybe we will see that this will happen. And a city which I know quite well, and am always astonished what is happening around there within the last 10 years. And so they also have now a pool in the river, or in the canal de Saint-Martin. A riverside of a long time, the city was locked against the river because there was always, as in all cities which have water in their town, they are all have been afraid of flooding. And so they always locked the water out from the city. But within the last years, in dense big cities, people have, politicians have recognized that these places are spaces which people need to live together in these dense cities, a kind of balance to the dense environment, to the really noisy environment in a city. And so if you see what is now happening, this is the latest thing. This was placed last year along the Seine River, some fitness machines. So you can sit there and look to the Ile de Saint-Louis and do something for your fitness. Also interesting for tourists. And skating in front of Hotel de Ville in Paris, so in the center, in the heart of Paris, just, and people like it and they do it, and they need the equipment. So they are part of our business. And also here, Sevilla, for example, very active on the water, on the Guadalquivir, water ball and paddling and running. Also, a lot of cities really work on that to make the river, waterfronts very attractive for all these people doing sports or wanting to practice sports. So there's really an effort to make cities more livable and to offer the chance for people to get healthier by places where they can go to. If we can, you cannot reach the mountain area or perfect setting outdoors in nature in the evening when you just want to run for 2 hours or walk for 2 hours. So here is a place for new business also. But it will only become business or be business if this water is clear. If it's spoiled, it stinks or something like this. Nobody will use it, even drink it. So, and one of the most heard words at the BlueSign conference was, of course, complexity, the complexity of our supply chain, the complexity of doing any change, and. Of course, everything is complex today. And this becomes, at an unheard speed, once again, it becomes more and more complex. We won't be able to return to a easygoing way of living. And because technology has driven us that far, and still today we are driven. And so it's really time to leave the comfort zone, to define very clearly what we want to do and what we want to be as a society and also as an industry who produces things for the society. How do we want to work? How do we want to live in the 21st century with all these pressures? And we have to define and talk about strategies, of course, but first of all, we have to change our mind and accept that it's our task. We have a responsibility, also as designers, for example. Also, we are part of decision-making in the industry. And we also have a responsibility for the product which we bring to the world. And then one thing about scarcity and shortage, as we are talking a lot and we hear a lot and we read a lot in the media about water scarcity or other resources scarcity and shortage. And for sure, water sooner or later will be, water consumption will be restricted for industries, for people doing sports, for golf places, whatever. So, and then this thing hit me just lately. And, well, I don't think that is a super strategy. Nevertheless, this thing tells us something about clothing, a story of lost value. I think this is the biggest problem we have. Because we could be, all of us agree, I think, we could be more sustainable if the consumer would be willing to pay a little bit more. But this is not the problem. Because this is not the real problem. And because it's us who made them believe they can get ever more products at an ever cheaper price. So this is a relation. And yeah, it doesn't work because the resources are not there any longer. We have to work in a better way. So we have to find a new way. And this is the first thing. It's not about the value of our product is so deep. And I wouldn't say that we in sports are that deep. I hope at least that we are not that deep like fashion. But value is that deep that we cannot afford to be more sustainable. That's really not the argument. It's not true. We have a responsibility, and we have to overcome this point. I know it's hard, but we have to overcome this way of seeing it. Because here, the people are queuing like hell in front of a shop, or we are sitting at midnight in front of your computer just to do the, at the right time, the right click. So you can make them eager for your product, but it needs some effort also from your side and not just throwing goods at them like hell. So, and one last thing. Nature has always been a big, big inspiration till today. Nature is inspiration for us, for our inventions. We try to mimic nature. We try to establish circles that perfect. We will never reach. This is the ultimate, really most effective way of working with resources. But we can, I'm sure we can do better than what we actually do. And let's try to do the best out of it. Because to understand it properly, it's of course being a human, being as a, on Earth or as a human being, we can never be 100% sustainable. What we, with what we do, what we eat, what we make, we are producing waste, we are consuming resources and everything else. But we can do better than we have done for in the last 50 years. And this is what we should try to achieve and work on. And just one sentence from Paul Smith, which I like, and I put it in context to the, to some waste or some trash things. You can find inspiration in everything. And if you can't, look again. So this is what we should try. And at least this should be our inspiration why we should do it. Because in, I would love to have in 50 years or in 100 years still children enjoying water in this purest form and with a lot of fun and just on a sweaty, sticky, humid New York day in summer. This was really horrible. And for them, they cannot get into the water because it's close to the river. But they have to be satisfied with this, and they really take their pleasure out of this. And also, and this should be, this is something we should preserve. And I think this is the best reason, besides doing business. Of course, we all want to do business. Yeah, let's do it. But with some other strategies and another feeling for what we are doing. We should feel responsible. Would be great if we in sports would be able to really, as sports is grounded in nature, is where we come from. People have always been going to do out to get healthier when they did sport. And then we came up on the scene and equipped them with all what we needed. So it should be also our pride to keep this. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Performance Days Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright November 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.